Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Thomas C. Foster's How to Read Literature Like a Professor. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel like you've been reading wrong your whole life?
Oh, absolutely. It's like Foster hands you this decoder ring, and suddenly everything clicks. The book's whole point is that stories are built on a shared system of symbols and patterns that have been around for centuries. Once you see them, reading becomes this active, thrilling hunt for meaning.
Right? And the first pattern he hits you with is the quest. But it's not just any trip. He says every quest has 5 components: a quester, a place to go, a stated reason, challenges along the way, and a real reason.
And the real reason is almost always self-knowledge. The hero thinks they're going to find treasure or rescue someone, but the journey forces them to grow. It's the same structure in The Odyssey, The Hobbit, even Star Wars.
Exactly. And then there's the landscape. Foster insists that geography is never neutral. A mountain isn't just a mountain, it's a place of revelation. A forest is the subconscious where rules don't apply. Rivers symbolize life and change.
He's basically saying you should ask what a place means, not just what it is. And the most powerful tool in a writer's arsenal is allusion, especially to the Bible. You don't have to be religious, but you need to know those stories.
Yeah, because a character walking through the desert for 40 days instantly invokes Christ's temptation. A betrayal for money is Judas. A garden with a serpent? That's Eden. Writers use those shortcuts all the time.
And Greek mythology, too. A character who makes a pact with the devil is a Faustian figure. A journey to the underworld is a catabasis, a descent that leads to transformation. Recognizing these patterns lets you see the deep structure.
But he also warns against overinterpretation. Not every pipe is a phallic symbol. Sometimes a pipe is just a pipe. The key is to ask what a symbol does in the context. Does it contribute to the theme? Reveal character?
Right.
So a storm is rarely just bad weather. It signals emotional turmoil or a coming crisis. Rain can be baptism or sadness. Snow can be death or a blank slate. The physical world reflects the inner world of the characters.
Then there's intertextuality. All stories are connected. Writers have read thousands of books, and those books influence every word. So when you read a vampire novel, it's not just about vampires. It's about fear of the foreign or sexual predation.
And ghosts represent the past that won't stay buried. They're guilt or trauma demanding to be faced. Foster says every story is political too. Even a romance makes a statement about gender roles or power dynamics.
He encourages us to look for the ism: racism, sexism, capitalism. Who has power? Who doesn't? How does the story challenge or reinforce social structures? That context adds so many layers.
One of my favorite parts is about patterns. He calls it the grammar of literature. The fall from innocence is the default plot of modern fiction. And the seasonal plot, spring as hope, summer as passion, autumn as decline, winter as death, and is deeply ingrained.
And irony. He says irony is the enemy of simple interpretation. An unreliable narrator forces you to read between the lines. You have to question everything and decide for yourself what really happened.
But the most liberating idea is that there's no single correct interpretation. Foster wants you to be bold and trust your instincts. The goal is to ask better questions, not find the right answer.
He also talks about violence. Violence is almost always symbolic. A stabbing is betrayal. A shooting in the heart is emotional destruction. The method of death is chosen for its resonance. Writers are very careful about how they kill characters.
And then there's the hero and villain. The best villains think they're the hero. They have their own logic. And the hero's journey isn't about becoming perfect. It's about becoming whole, integrating their shadow side.
You know, the part that got me was his ultimate message, that you don't need a PhD to understand a great book. You just need to pay attention, ask questions, and connect the dots. Reading is an active act of creation.
Absolutely. And if you want to keep exploring, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So my biggest takeaway? The next time I pick up a novel, I'm not just reading a story. I'm entering a vast, interconnected universe of meaning, and I've got the tools to navigate it.
That's it exactly. Foster shows us that reading like a professor isn't about being smart, it's about being curious. We'll see you in the next one.